It is about that time. Let's take it to Hollywood. Once upon a time in Hollywood, Michael Jones joins us once again. Hey, Michael, how are you going?
Morning, Danny. Happy Radiothon. If you're listening to this right now, I hope you've subscribed.
Yeah.
I certainly have.
9514 9500 or 2SER.com.
Two films coming out today. One 40-year-old IP, the other a complete original. Or hang on, maybe it's not quite an original. It is based on a book, but it's not a franchise, so it is pretty original. But first of all, let's turn it up to 11 and get into it.
Oh, no.
Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. This mockumentary sees the return of British rock legends Nigel Tufnell, David St. Hubbins and Derek Smalls, along with film director Marty DeBerge, as they reform for a reunion concert in New Orleans just over 40 years after they played their last final tour. In another life, Tufnell, St. Hubbins, Smalls and DeBerge are known as Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, Harry Shearer and Rob Reiner. The four also wrote the film, whilst Reiner also directs. It was always going to be a tough ask to recapture the magic of the original.
Yes.
This is Spinal Tap, as that film set a standard for music mockumentaries and even documentaries that is still pretty much unsurpassed. Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, literally picks up the story of the band 40 years later as director DeBerge catches up with not just the band, but all of the still living hangers-on and industry people like Bobby Fleckman, Artie Flufkin, and Janine, Nigel's now ex, in Where Are They Now interview segments, accompanied by plenty of flashbacks to the original movie. So much so you don't really need to have seen the original movie, in fact.
Mm.
Tufnell, St. Hubbins and Smalls are now quirky, eccentric old men, yet locked in permanent adolescence, which is lovable and charming, but not quite as funny as it could have been, given that the last 40 years has seen the emergence of legacy acts like the Rolling Stones or your Ozzy Osbournes or your AC/DCs, thanks to classic hits radio and reality TV, that have become parodies of themselves.
Yeah.
And just won't go away. I suppose people are still prepared to buy tickets to see these guys. Two more legacy acts, Paul McCartney and Elton John, even have cameos in the film.
You serious?
Yeah, and perform songs with the band. They do lift the film when it feels like it's starting to run out of ideas. Look, my plus one, two and three and I were all pretty much in agreement at the end. This was a movie for fans who tend to look back on the original with rose-coloured glasses. You wouldn't turn this film up to 11. It's more a safe 7. Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues is certainly not a shit sandwich, more like a cheese and tomato one on white bread.
That's not too bad at all. And now, next, you've got a film that you're excited about, I'm excited about, a lot of people are excited about. Is the excitement justified?
Very much so. This film is called One Battle After Another, and it stars Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic and Growing Pains, Sean Penn from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Tiana Taylor coming to America, and the 2023 remake of White Men Can't Jump. Did you see that one?
I did not see that one. I have very fond memories of the original, and I don't wish to taint them, not to sort of say that that will preclude me from seeing that Spinal Tap sequel you were talking about.
I'm sure people of a certain age will love that Spinal Tap 2 sequel. Regina Hall from Girlstrip and the various scary movies. Benicio del Toro pops up from Traffic and the Usual Suspects. Chase Infinity from the Presumed Innocent TV series. And look out for Tony Goldwyn and Eric Schweig. This movie is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson of Licorice Pizza, Punch Drunk Love, There Will Be Blood, Boogie Nights, Phantom Thread and Magnolia fame. This guy makes iconic movies that people just love to talk about.
Talk about it with me.
So that's what I'm going to do. Inspired by Thomas Pynchon's 1990 novel Vineland, Bob, played by DiCaprio, and Perfidia, played by Taylor, are members of an armed underground resistance group called the French 75, out to disrupt the US capitalist system and free illegal immigrants. Along the way, they encounter and are pursued by Colonel Stephen J. Lockjaw, played by Sean Penn, a ruthless enforcer for the man. Yet he's also a man with certain predilections, which could potentially hinder his career and aid the French 75, until, of course, one day they go too far. The group attempt to scatter, but only Bob and his very young daughter manage to escape. 16 years later, the persistent Lockjaw has picked up the scent again because he's got some skeletons in his closet that need cleaning out if he's to further his career.
Mm.
Oh, God, I think I've just revealed too much, but this is such a good movie. You just want to share the experience with others after seeing it. Like all Paul Thomas Anderson Anderson films, this movie is filled with quirky yet relatable characters. We've all met stoners like Bob and sociopaths like Lockjaw. Okay, maybe not quite as out there as those two, but we certainly have people like those in our lives. And then there's the effortless cool and serenity of Benicio del Toro's karate sensei Sergio Saint Carlos. It's just such a cracker of a name as well.
Oh, that's great.
He's just the guy you need in a crisis. Perfidia is idealistic and bold, but ultimately is someone who realizes she has to make compromises to ensure the safety of her family. There are also some amazing sequences in this film, like you'd expect from a Paul Thomas Anderson film, including a beautifully shot car chase that will make you feel a bit car sick by the end. It's so good. Cars going over hills, and it's just shot so beautifully. And there's also a meeting of some creepy white men, hello Tony Goldwyn, in a vast underground lair concealed under a suburban home.
Wow.
It's also very funny to watch. One battle after another is darkly funny, and it's also very topical. It's 2 hours and 41 minutes, but that just flies by. I say topical, especially given the current political climate in the United States. One battle after another has fired the first shots in the award season battles to come.
Paul Thomas Anderson returns. That sounds absolutely amazing. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Pleasure.